News to the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. A man charged with his 10th DUI-related offense is out of Muskogee County Jail after another arrest. Russell Robinson was recently arrested after he was found passed out in his car with a case of beer next to him. Robinson has DUI convictions dating back to 2008. House Bill 3960 would crack down on certain levels of repeat offenders getting suspended sentences. Central Oklahoma is growing in the main north-south interstate highway is already overloaded. Former Governor Brad Henry chairs the Central Oklahoma Regional Transportation Authority.
In order to accommodate both the freight rail and the Heartland Flyer, as well as the hoped for new RTA of Central Oklahoma traffic, obviously we're going to have to do some infrastructure improvements.
Henry says the BNSF Railroad is working with his group, and planned rail improvements may also address the issues of trains blocking traffic. News to the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.